Okay, so I'm back. Been gone for a few days, and because I got busy, it started out. I ended up going out with these two girls, and that's who the story's going to come back to, is these two girls and this other guy who ended up talking to one of the girls. The story's going to come back to that, but man, I ended up getting caught up in that for a couple days. Then I got into making these wooden cars. And I'll be right back. I'm gonna get one up. Because they're so gangster. Now, this is a wooden car. It was this model that you put together. And I got so, but I mean, like, it took a long time to put this shit together. You can raise the hood up, and all those engine parts move. I don't know if you can see, like, all those gears and shit in there. Like, this thing took a while to fucking make. Like, because you got to find the pieces and put it together right, and putting these wheels together was a fucking pain in the ass. But like, when I seen this shit in the store, I went to the store in the center of Prague that sells like remote control cars and shit like that. And I seen this motherfucker. I said, "Oh, I got to have that." And I bet it was $40, and it took me about 8 to 10 hours to put it together. And it's not even finished all the way, because I still got to put like the exhaust pipes on the side of it. It's still not finished, but I finished it enough to where I can set it up as a model in my place. Like, you know, like when you first walk in the door, you can see it as a model, because they got this. I'm going to get another one. It's like an old Cadillac. I'm doing free advertising for these motherfuckers, because that's how gangster I think this shit is. They had a like it was like an old American Cadillac you can put together like this. Pretty much any all their shit looks gangster, man. Like, when I seen this, I was like, "Oh yeah, I got to buy that." I like all their stuff is like legit gangster. Like, you could like a guy or a girl could close their eyes and just pick one, and you'd be like, "Oh, that's pretty fucking cool." Like, I want that. Like all these, this is the functional handbrake part. I think, I don't know what the fuck it is, but it's functional, and it moves both sides. Now, I didn't hook up the engine because. Well, I'm not gonna go through a whole review, because that's not what this video is about. But this is what I've been doing. This, and I put another one together, and I've been doing this shit fucking bitches for the last what's the name? Wednesday, for the last 5 days. So that's why I've been gone. But anyway, so back to the original story about the nice guy. So the nice guy situation. Saturday, I met up with two girls. Well, I already had threesomes with them. Two girls. Now, the one girl had met a guy on for through online dating. I don't do online dating because it just destroys men. And I could see when I met him, he was a nice guy, but you can tell, like, he's stuck in an online dating world, and it really just warps a man's mind. But the guy was a good guy, right? He was well dressed, he was well spoken, he was aware, he was treating everybody very nice. He was a nice guy. And you already know how it's gonna end. So because he was a nice guy. So we hung out. Like, I'm talking to him because he can speak English, and the two girls who I fuck, they're both Czech, and one of them can speak English, and the one I fuck most of the time, she doesn't speak any English. So like, we're hanging out. He's like, you know, paying for shit and doing all this shit, and I'm just being fucking ridiculous, man. I'm like getting drunk, licking the bitches on the face, like Rick James. When Rick James be like, he just walk up to a bitch, just lick the whole side of her face. Like, that's shit I do. Like, matter of fact, before we went out, me and the one girl, like, she came over my place. I fucked the shit out of her, man. Pissed on her, like, spit in her face and slap her. Her, like just shove shit up her nose. Her nose was fucking bleeding during sex. She's like shoving up her fucking asshole. She's like, oh, and then it, like, just fucked the dog shit out that bitch, man. And the other girl was hanging out with the guy. So like, I didn't know she didn't like him at first. But like, when we was getting there, like, he was like, I mean, like I said, okay, from a man's point of view, he was a nice guy. He was you know, he was well spoken, he was clearly well educated, he dressed well. I mean, I always dress well, but I say, yeah, he was dressed very well. There was nothing wrong. I didn't see anything wrong with him. I would recommend a woman to dating, pretty much. But every woman, every time I tell a woman a guy who I recommend, they always say, "No, I don't want him." But like, okay, if I had a daughter, I would tell my daughter to date him. I thought he was a great guy, man, honestly. And if he stumbles upon watching this, well, you heard me say it out loud. I think you were a great fucking guy the whole night. I was fucking off the chain. I was the bad boy. I was the one getting drunk, grabbing bitches, just biting them. like you think Rick James was doing some gangster shit. You need to see me when I get fucking, like, when they say turnt. There's like the old word. I don't know what they use now, but you need to see me, like, when I get turnt, Rick James would have been afraid of me. All right? Rick James would have been like, that motherfucker's crazy. I promise you, when I get turned, Rick James would have left. But bitches love it. So anyway, so yeah, man, we were hanging out. We were hanging out for like hours, and then she's like, you know, so next thing we go to the club, right? And we go, and I don't like club. I'm not trying to say I'm a club guy. I hate clubs. I hate loud music. If I had to choose one or two, I would prefer to just sit down and play chess and drink wine all night, personally. Or work on these project cars and shit. Like I'm really like, or I go on my microscope. Or can you see my telescope? Or you can, no, I put it off to the side again. Yeah, you can't see it from here. Like, I'm like a perfect mixture of a nerd and a bad boy and like Tyrone. Like, I'm like I draw a lot too. I just bought this thing. And I got my other art shit in the other room. So like, yeah, man, I'm like a mixture of like, what's like a nerdy black name? Like Van Exel. I'm a nerdy black guy, a party type. I can be a party type black guy. I can be I can be a Tyrone black guy. And I can be a very intellectual. I'm like a mixture of all of those into one. And my background is like makes it clear this, because my educational background and the shit I've done, the bitches I fucked, and the things I talk about on here, like I'm like I do all this shit. So like I can okay. So that was a side rant. But anyway, so yeah, we go to the club. I start just dancing ridiculous, like pretty much doing like how okay. Remember how Dave Chappelle was dancing like Prince with the basketball going, like that shit I was doing in the club, like with my drink. And like I was sprinkling shit on it, and it like and it's walking around the bitches like this. Bitches fucking love. Bitches love. Bitches love when men dance. Okay, and I tell you why. Women love when men dance because most men don't like to dance, and it's like a sign of like letting go of yourself. But what bitches love even more than that, which explains why Rick James had bitches. Bitches love when you are just completely free and don't care. Like, they'll sit back because you got to understand. OK, and the reason why they love this is because, like I say in other videos, women are born followers. Everyone, there is not a woman on the planet who genuinely wants to lead a man. There's not a woman that they genuinely biologically hate that. So when you take the lead to do ridiculous shit, see, even though some women may try to act like, ooh, like that, like they really are looking to you to follow you. For real, like, and if you hang around long enough, you'll see signs of it start to come out where what do you want to do? You see what I'm saying? Like, they'll start coming back to you for you to lead them again. That's how that works. And the other guy, like, he was like really kind of like following the other girl. Like, nothing was really like he was never really like playing the lead role. And if he stumbles upon this, I'm like, well, you hearing it here, man? Like, these was the problems that you were having at night. He was never really like taking a lead role with her. He was always kind of being like this nice guy, which is a good thing. Like I said, if I had a daughter, I would tell my daughter to date him. But yeah, man, like it just got real bad real fast for him. And long story short, man, the girl, she ended up not even going home with him. And it was just, he was a nice guy. That was the situation. He was the nice guy. Nice guys finish last. Assholes finish on their face. That's just the reality. That's how it plays out, man. Like, the only time a nice guy wins is when the woman needs something. And it's usually not sex. It's usually she needs, like, a boost of her self-esteem, ego, or she needs some money. That's the only time that, remember this shit, man. If you didn't get through my whole rant before that kind of went in circles, remember this. The only time a nice guy is ever wanted by a woman, the only time, and I say even a lot of times with like guys really don't want to be around like a nice guy, like, cause it gets awkward. But the only time a woman wants to be around a nice guy is for one or two reasons, or maybe a mixture of both. Either one, her self-esteem took a hit from the bad boy in her life, and she knew that he would be there to pick her up. Or two, she needs some money. Okay, it's never about sex. It's never about the guy's personality, purely about his personality or any of that shit. That's the only time nice guys win. Nice guys lose. Because nice guys, it's like nice guys and leader don't go together. Even when you talk like military leaders or anything like that, like a true leader is not going, like, because a leader, being a nice guy, just, it doesn't mix with being a leader. Because if you're being nice, then you're not going to properly lead anybody. You see what I'm saying? If you're properly leading people, then you can't be nice. You see, if you're going to properly lead them, you can't be nice. You see, like, so being a nice guy who's also a leader, those two things, it's like mixing water with oil. Like, you got to have either one or the other, and they'll separate. It is going to eventually separate. Like, it just doesn't work, man. But yeah, the nice guy shit, like, just, I would say, man, like, okay, because I told you guys how I am. Like, I'm a nice guy too, especially when I'm sober. I don't know. Now I'm really starting to like waver off of it, and I'm completely focused on things that I just want to do. But when I'm like focused in the world, like, I can be a nice guy. And I told y'all my tactic. Like, my tactic is be a nice guy, and then just don't never call, and then never call or text them after it, and make and you know, and let them go, type of thing. Because that'll humble women's self-esteem in the world. But if you're a nice guy, man, like, and if you haven't figured out what your game is in it to still win, and if you're a nice guy, I would recommend just getting into something. Okay, one, never touch online dating. That's fucking horrible, man. That's fucking horrible. Two, just find something that you do and you like to do, and just do that. And when you want to go fuck something, go buy some pussy. Just go buy a hooker and get out the way, and then keep your life moving. And that's all, man. Like I said, because these videos, I know this is a MGTOW channel, but these videos are usually, I make these videos to talk about topics that men maybe either didn't know, or maybe they just didn't think about, pretty much just to inform men of topics that maybe are not widely spoken on by other men. Because I think communication among men is a more difficult thing. Like, we've never been the type to really communicate these kind of things, where women, they'll sit down with other women and communicate this from the ages of, you know, 7-8 years old. They'll communicate these things. But see, guys, we don't really do this. We will just rather wait till a guy fucks up and then just laughs at him. You know what I'm saying? We don't sit down and walk guys through shit unless it's like our little brother or something like that. But yeah, man, like, yeah, nice guy shit. That nice guy shit. If you're trying to get some pussy, and you're trying to get pussy how you want it, not like pussy that's like, you know, she's clearly like kind of sympathy fucking you, but like, it's like pussy, like, is how you really want it. Like you want to like throw around the room and slam her against the door and shit like that, slam her face against the door and all that, like, you know, some rough shit. Like, you can't go into a relationship fucking a bitch going, can I choke you now? Like, you can't go in there like a good step one, which is the worst move you can make, is ending things with a question mark with a bitch. Like, that is the ending too many. I say, if you're gonna approach a woman, ask her like one or two questions, and after that, there will never be another question be said. Say it as a statement, but also give her like, you can give her like some leeway out of it, but say it as a statement. Once you end shit with question marks, see, that's signaling to her that you're not a leader, and she doesn't want to be with that, because she's good. Cause like, this is really getting on a random rant and tangent, but women genuinely hate having to be a leader. They hate being the winner, the leader, the one that somebody relies on. Because see, at the core of the whole thing, women know, and pay attention to this shit, women really know that they're not worth anything. They're not worth a whole lot. They know that they fuck up more shit than they, you know, than they fix. They know it. It's not a secret to them. Many women spend their whole lives in constant fear that guys are going to figure that out. You see, like the Instagram models, all of them, they all live in constant fear that that they may actually have to start talking. And when they start talking, you know, the guy's going to lose interest. Every woman has that problem because they know that they're not worth anything. So what they what they secretly try to do is they want the guy to come over and just lead her out of it and just be the leader. That way she could just follow him and not have to focus on her being a retarded piece of shit. You see what I'm saying? So I think that at least made sense. I feel like everything else I said earlier didn't make any goddamn sense at all. But I feel like I feel like I should have made a video because I've been gone for a while. And my brain's just been on different things. And like I said, my brain's just been on different things. I'm going to buy another one of these models because this shit is game. Man, I fell in love with this shit when I seen it. Like I say, and it's not even finished. It's not all the way finished. I still got to put like the pipes on it, the exhaust pipes on it. But I mean, like I fell in love with this fucking model car shit. Like I fell in love with this shit. So if anybody's if you're watching, if somebody watches this and they're interested, like hit me up and I'll tell you, and I can give you information on who makes this shit. But I love this shit, man. I love it. But yeah, anyway, have a good day. Bye.